This is KUNM. I'm Daniel Montano. The final price tag for a settlement reached by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and a former campaign spokesman is now $150,000. The latest round of payments to settle accusations of harassment are disclosed in a mandatory campaign finance report that the Democrats' campaign filed today. The staffer had said Lujan Grisham dropped water on his crotch and then grabbed his crotch during a 2018 campaign staff meeting prior to her election. Lujan Grisham said earlier this year that she decided to resolve the matter because she wanted to focus her attention on the pandemic. The downtown Albuquerque headquarters of Bernalillo County is closed after someone fired shots at the property. Bernalillo County officials say some upper atrium windows sustained damage from gunshots that came from outside the building. Nobody was injured. Officials say the 800 employees who work out of the property will remotely work for the time being. Albuquerque police are investigating. No suspects have been identified. The $68 million offices, dubbed Bernalillo County at Alvarado Square, opened only 2 months ago. A New Mexico State University professor who publicly opposed campus vaccine and mask mandates will no longer be teaching there. The Las Cruces Sun News reports David Clemens, a business college professor, posted on the social media platform Telegram that he had been terminated. The university confirmed today that Clemens was, quote, no longer employed by NMSU. The professor, who was on track for tenure, had been suspended since August over public declarations that he would not abide by any COVID-19 vaccine or mask mandate. The provost recommended Clemens be fired during a meeting last week. Clemens has argued masking and vaccine policies are illegal. The Albuquerque Police Department says a man charged with fatally shooting an Albuquerque man and wounding the man's service dog has been arrested in Gallup. APD said Gallup police, aided by state police, arrested 22-year-old Xavier Marquez on a homicide warrant in the September 22nd shooting of 34-year-old Sean Lynch. According to police, Marquez was sitting in his vehicle in front of a house when Lynch walked by with his dogs. There was then an encounter that involved an exchange of shouting that resulted in the shootings. Court records don't list an attorney for Marquez who might comment on his behalf. This is KUNM.